discussed earlier in some detail the Shitas Rishonim regarding the definition of Nisun. We pointed out the Rambam Sheet in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, and Halacha Beis, where the Rambam writes that Yichud is considered to be Knisa L'chupa, and Hu HaNikra Nisun B'chomak. In Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes that this isn't any form of Yichud, but this is Hutiya Ra'uya Labiya. Yichud Harayu Labiya, according to the Rambam, is the definition of Nisun. And the Rambam therefore tells us that Im Haysan Nida, Afal Pisha Nichnis L'chupa Lo Gomro HaNisuin. Nisuin certainly cannot be complete if you have a chupas nida. And the Rambam writes, and if so, harei ke'arusa adayin. In a certain sense, she is still considered to be similar to and arusa. This is the Rambam's definition, yichud harayu labim. He pointed out that the Ran, and the Falaf Maralaf Nadapi Harif Divermas Milho, quotes the Bala Yitr that goes a step further. Bala Yitr writes the following chiddush, that certainly before the Ksivas HaKsuva, there also is an Isser. And therefore the Bala Yitr writes that Ein Machnisin Osa L'Chupa Ad Shichtov Ksuva. If it's necessary to have a Chupa which is Ru'i L'Biya, so in such a case, not only is that true on a level of Daraisa, the difficulty of Chupas Nida, but Ksivas HaKsuva is necessary as well. And this the Rambam also mentions in Perek Yud Halacha Zayin of Hilchos Ishus. The Rambam comments, "Vitzorich lichtov ksuva, kodem knisa l'chupa." The need for ksuva, and the Magid Mishnah comments on that Rambam and Halacha Zayin that this is in line with the Rambam's definition of nisuin, that nisuin is chupa haruya l'biya, and the Magid Mishnah comments that this chiddush of the Rambam is shel yechzer davar afilu midivrei. Not only is this true on a level of daraisa, but anything which is necessary midrabanan to create the heter biya, that also is required as part of Nisun. We mentioned as well the Chiddush of the Ran, in Psachim, and Avdal, and Aleph, and Dapei Harif, where the Rambam comments, also in Perek Yud Hilchos Ishus, that Birchos Nisuin must be Kodem HaNisuin. And we had a couple of possibilities as to why that's true. One is very simply, perhaps this is a Birchos HaMitzvah, and as the Gemara writes in Psachim and Av Zayin, all Birchos HaMitzvah have to be Ovelasiyasa, Huha Dinami when it comes to Birchos Erisin, and also when it comes to Birchos Nisun. However, the Ran comments that this is not his understanding of the Shita Saramba. Birchos Erisin, one could argue, is a Birchos HaMitzvah. We'll see that soon in the Sugya Nitzumas. However, when it comes to Birchos Nisun, the Ran writes that that's recited throughout the Shiva Semeya Mishnah. So how can you argue that is a Birchos HaMitzvah? Certainly, it's Birchos HaShevach. And even though, generally speaking, the source of Birchos HaShevach stem from Birchos HaMazon, that's a Birchos Shevach V'Hodah, and that normally is Achas Yasa, here there's a compelling reason that Birchos Nisuin must be Kodem HaNisuin. Why is that? The Ran writes that also is part of the requirement of Chupa Haruya Labiya. That just as on a level of Midaraisa, you cannot have, according to the Rambam, Chupas Nida, because it's not Haruya Labiya, so too it's necessary midrabanan to have ksuva, and also the Gemara tells us that a kala b'lo bracha is asur l'bala kenida. The birchos nisuin are essential in order for nisuin to take place, and therefore according to the Rambam Shita, we understand very well that the definition of nisuin is yichud harayi labia, so therefore it's necessary to have a bias eter. Nida cannot have nisuin, and therefore the need for ksivas haksuva, as well as for birchas nisuin. The Ran, however, after commenting, citing this Bala Yitr, right, disagrees, that same Ran in Divrei Maaseh O, and comments as follows, that even if you assume that the definition of chuppah is yichud, nonetheless, we don't require ksivas haksuva. Why is that true? Because the Ran writes, to lo mitzra b'yichud, below ksuva, there is no isser yichud between husband and wife if there is in fact no ksuva. That's the chiddush that the Ran writes. And therefore certainly shari l'konsa l'chupa. I understand you can maintain that chupas nida is a problem because there's an isser yichud. But is there an isser yichud below ksuva? The Ran writes, doesn't think that that in fact is true. And therefore how can you equate the problem of chupas nida with a woman who is tahora, but there is no ksuva. So the Ran writes the following Chiddush, that there is no Isser Yichud whatsoever, b'li ksuva. The Ran certainly admits that there is an Isser Bia, that certainly is true, that's what the Baal Hittah tells us. However, the Ran writes that there is no Isser Yichud. This is a machlokas, the Machaber and the Ramah, and Evan Ezer in the very beginning of Simin Samach Vav, where the Machaber writes that Asur lehisyachidim hakala kodem shichdol laksuva. Without ksuva, there's an Isser Yichud. And here the Machaber is simply quoting the Lashon HaTur in the very beginning of Simin Samach Vav. We're going to have to discuss this at length when we do the sugya of Zayin Amar Aleph. But what happens if the Bias Mitzvah is to take place on Shabbos? And obviously, Ksivas HaKsuv on Shabbos is impossible. We'll see the sugya of Zayin. The Machaber writes, based on the Tur, that there is Nisr Yichud. And the Ramah writes that no, that Yesh Mekilin, U'matir Lehisyachin B'lo Ksuva. And this is the Ran and our sugya disagreeing with the Baal Yitur, that there is an Isser Bia B'li Ksuva, and certainly there's an Isser Yichud B'ishto Nida Kodem B'Rishona, that's the sugya and Afdal Amar Aleph, but there is no Isser Yichud B'li Ksuva. So this comment of the Ran against the Baal Yitur, right, is a dual Chiddush. Chiddush number one is that there is no Isser Yichud without Ksuva. Chiddush number two is the Ran assumes that even if you should argue that the definition of Nisuin requires some form of Knisa the Rishus, all that means is a Yichud de Hetera, a permissible Yichud. Because after all, the Ran admits that this Yichud is not Raya Leviya. The Ran certainly admits that without the Ksuva, the Maisa Bia is forbidden. But the Ran writes there is no Isser Yichud. And since Yichud can in fact take place, therefore it is possible to have Nisuin even without Ksivas HaKsuva. That's the Chiddush of the Ran's possibility. That Chuppah is Yichud, Yichud which the Torah permits, irrespective of whether it's Ruya B or whether it's not. So therefore one could in fact argue that when you have a case of Persa Ishta Nida, of course there you can't have Nisuin, because the Yichud is forbidden. However, regarding Kala below Ksuva, there is no Isser Yichud, and therefore you can have Chuppah. Chuppah is Yichud, even though it is not Ru'uya Labiyah. That's the Chiddush that the Ran writes. That's against the Shita of the Rambam, because the Rambam is explicit that it's not merely sufficient to have Yichud, but rather it's necessary to have Yichud Haru'uya Labiyah. And the Ran, in studying the Baal Yitur, disagrees that all you need is Yichud, which Midaraisa Midrabanan is permitted. And that does not necessarily mean it's a Yichud, a Raya Labiya, right? And the classic case that splits the two, where there's an Isser Bia, but no Isser Yichud, right, is the case of Kala Baloksu. The Ran cites the Chiddush of the Rambam, that you need more than Yichud, that you need Yichud Haruya Labiya, not just simply Yichud, which the Torah permits. And the Ran raises a couple of kashas against the Shita of the Rambam. The first kasha we started to discuss is the Sukin Yavamos and Afnun Zayinu Adens. There the Gemara tells us, as we assume the halacha, that Yesh Chuppah L'Psuas. You have an illicit relationship, an Almana L'Kohen Gadol, a Grusha L'Kohen Hedyot. Is there Tfisas Kedusha? Certainly. But we'll have to discuss the definition of an Isser Erva. If you have something which is an Isser Erva, so therefore there is no Tfisas Kedushin. There's no Tfisas Kedushin Beis Ashish. There is no Tfisas Kedushin. If you're dealing with Imo, Achoso, what happens if you're not dealing with an Isser Misa or an Isser Kareis, where we assume Lahalacha, but rather you're dealing with Chayve Esei, or Chayve Lavim, or a Lavin and Esei? In such a case, when the Torah mentions Lo Yikach, it means that it's an Isser, but nonetheless there is Tfisas Kedushin. It's very important. Sometimes the Torah will use the word lo. Lo can mean two very different things. Sometimes it can mean an Issa Daraisa. Sometimes it can mean, right, what we refer to as a shlila, an impossibility. When we say there is no Tfisas Kedushin Barayos, lo yikach, it means that, simply, there is no Tfisas Kedushin. The Kedushin is not recognized. It's not legitimate. They're not married. You don't require a get. When you're dealing with Chavei Lavner, Chavei Lavner Vesei, Aman L'Kohen Gadol, Grusha L'Kohen Hedyot, there when the Pasuk says, Lo Yikach, Lo Yikachu, in such an instance, it doesn't mean there's an impossibility of Kedushin, it means there is Tfisas Kedushin, but it's an Isser. And therefore it's necessary now to furnish a get. So there certainly is tfisas kedushin when it comes to a man l'kohen gadol or a grusha l'kohen hedyot. Good, even though that is an issun. The Gemara raises the following issue. What about chuppah? Yesh chuppah l'psulos. Oh, in chuppah l'psulos. And we assume the halacha yesh chuppah l'psulos. This is what the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Trumos and Perek Zayin Halacha Chafal. The Rambam writes the following. Let's assume, for example, you have a koheness, a bas kohen, who is an almana. And nis'arsa l'kohen gadol. Good, so you have a kohenis who was an almana, her husband died, all of a sudden now, irisin to a kohen gadol, an iser. So the Rambam writes the following, if nisamno nisgarsho min ha'irisin, let's assume now her husband died, the kohen gadol, so in such an instance, chazru l'hachshirin v'ocheles, right? She's allowed to continue to eat truma. She cannot eat truma during irisin, because after all, right, now she has an illicit relationship. Right, she is awaiting a bias iser. Let's assume, for example, there's a divorce. Let's assume, for example, nis almana or nis garsho. If it's just min ha'irisin, chazu lehechshera v'ocheles. She's allowed to eat truma. The Rambam writes, however, what happens if it's min ha'nisuin? What happens if you have this kohenis? Right, who? Right, there's an almana. Right, who marries a kohen gadol? And subsequently, let's assume the Kohen Gadol will die. The Rambam writes, Lo yochlu shekvar nischalu. These women cannot eat in such circumstance because kvar nischalu. If you take a look at the Radvaz, in that Rambam, the Chushchumos Perek Zayin, the Radvaz writes, why? Because nichnas l'chuppah. Because after all, they didn't just have erisin, they had nisuin. And afal pishul nivolu. And even though Bia did not yet take place, because after all, if there was a Maisa Bia between this Almana and Kohen Gadol, of course she's forbidden, no? Nivul Apostola. Now, anytime she has a Maisa Bia with one who she cannot marry, she becomes a Chalala. But if there only was Chuppah alone, Alfa Pishlo Nivulo, even if Bia did not yet take place, Nifsalu, she no longer can eat Truma. Why is that true? The Radvaz writes, that's this sugi, nivamos nafnun zayin, to kaimalon yesh chuppah l'psulos. That's exactly the chiddush. That since this was an illicit relationship, an illicit chuppah, that will render her psula l'truma. That's the chiddush. That the Rambam writes in Perek Zayin al-Chav Aleph, right of Hilchos Trumos, the sugi nivamos nafnun zayin obeys. So the Rambam writes the very simple kasha. How can you speak about yesh chuppah l'psulos, that the chuppah alone renders her as a psula? How can that be? How do you have chuppah? If the definition of chuppah is yichud harayu labia, and therefore this is an illicit relationship of aman l'kohen gadol, grusha l'kohen hedyot, so in such a case, how can you ever have chuppah? So I understand if there was a maisa bia, so good, nivul apostle, psula, of course she can't eat truma. But if bia did not yet occur, you're going to say that chuppah is no sir. How do you have chuppah? Bishlama, if you assume that chuppah is a form of hachnas l'rishus, or standing under the chuppah, or yatsa b'inuma, so you can envision chuppah even when it comes to one regarding whom there's an isser bia. However, according to the Rambam Shita, that should not be chuppah, because that is not yichud harayu l'bia. That's the Ran's kasha. From the Sugni of Amos and Daftan Zayin Omeins. Kasha number one. The second kasha that the Ran raises is from a Megamara later in Ksuvas and Daf Yud Aleph Mudbeis, at the very bottom in Daf Yud Beis Amadaman. The Gemara raises the following issue. The Gemara says, what happens if Kansa Rishon Nisum Nishum Nisuim? Let's assume that a woman, right, underwent Nisuim with husband A. And the Gemara says, V'yeshla edim shalon istara. And there are edim that are present, that there was never any yichud at all. Or else, inami nistara, or there was yichud. However, v'lo shasa k'dei bia. But that yichud was so short, bia could not have taken place. So a woman underwent nisuin, But there was no yichud, or if there was yichud, lo shasa kedei bihur. Good. So the Gemara says, if for whatever reason that first marriage is dissolved, and now she remarries, ein hasheni yochol litom tanas besula. The second husband can no longer claim that I assume that she was a besula, and it turns out that she was a ba'ula. He loses his right of tainas nisuin. Why is besulim? Why is that true? Because she was already fully married previously. That's what the Gemara tells us. Good. See, if a person is marrying a woman who was married for the first time, there's a tainas besulim. If the woman was already married, even if they're aiding, they're coming forward and they're saying, we don't think that there was any yichud, right? We were at the chuppah and we didn't see that there was any stira. Nonetheless, the second husband, by virtue of the fact that he realizes that he's marrying someone who previously was married, he loses his right for tainas besulim. Good. So the Ran writes very simply, according to the Shita Sarambam, how can you ever have such a case? What does it mean that konsa l'shum nisuin, but shlo nistura? Isn't the definition of nisuin yichud haroi labia? According to the Ran, that all you need is a knisa l'rashus. You can have such a case. There was nisuin, there was hachnasa l'rashus, but yichud, which is not essential, did not take place. So maybe you would have thought that the second husband has a tanas besulim. The Gemara says that no, that's not the case. But if the definition of nisuin is yichud haroi labia, so how can you ever have such a case? Yesh la'edim shlo nistura. You see that there's nisuin without the need of yichud whatsoever. If you look in the Nesivos and Beis Yaakov, Nesivos adds the following kasha. We started to discuss yesterday, right? The Mishnah and Daf Mem Chesam Abeis. There, the Mishnah discusses the following case: Masar Ha'av L'Shluchei Habal. All you have is Masar Ha'av. There certainly was no yichud in any shape or form. And yet, the Mishnah says, Harehi birshus habal. There are the Nesivos comments that seems to indicate that at least in some shape or form, Mesira l'chupa alone is considered to be nisuin. Certainly without any yichud, let alone yichud harei labia. And then the further kasha, the Nesivos raises in Beis Yaakov, we started to discuss yesterday, the sugya yuman daf yud gimel adbeis. The need for Kohen Gadol to do avodah on Yom HaKippurim to be married. After all, the pasuk says, v'chiper v'ado v'adbeiso, beiso zuishto. And the Gemara in yuman daf yud gimel is explicit that beiso zuishto does not just simply mean erisin. That's im hayosiyah. But the term bais, beis ishan adara, beiso zuishto, or as Rashi pointed out, Kedushin Daf Yud, Kol Torah Beveischa, the term bayis always means nisuin. So it's necessary that the Kohen Gadol and his wife undergo nisuin, not merely eris. So as we began discussing the first Mishnah Maseches Yuma, how is it that we can ensure that the Kohen Gadol is married on Yom HaKippur? One possibility, Rabbi Dushita, Maskin Luisha Acheres. Good. You have to see to it that you put some process in motion, anticipating the possibility that the current wife of the Kohen Gadol will die, seeing to it that he is married nonetheless on Yom Kippur. And the Chacham assumed that no, that ain't the davar son. So the Mishalmi raises this issue. This is what Tosfos quotes. And Yuma daf Yigimel Beis, Diramasvil Lechado. According to the Chachamim, what will then happen if in fact the wife of Kohen Gadol dies on Yom Kippur? How is it that the Kohen Gadol now will be able to do avodah? So Yishami writes very simply, konsa b'yom ha-kippurim. So let the new marriage take place on Yom Kippur. Last year we learned Maseches Beitzah. So the Mishnah tells us in Daf Lamed Vav that in Mekadshin, that normally speaking, Kedushin is forbidden. Right? On Shabbos, on Yontif, that certainly is only a din d'rabbanan, ne'nachinami. Under certain conditions, especially in Mikdash, right, you will lift that Issur d'Rabbanan. But if you need Nisuin, can you have Nisuin on Yom Kippur? If you assume that Nisuin is Yatza Behinuma, if you assume Nisun is some form of Hachnas L'Rishus, if you assume Nisun is standing under the Chuppah, so good, so you can have that Yom Kippur as well. But if you assume the Rambam Shita, that Nisun is Yichud Haroi Labia, can you possibly have Nisun on Yom Kippur? Just as the Kash, the Rani Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos. Forget about whether it's Mutter, whether it's Asr. By definition, it should be impossible. Because one of the Inuyim on Yom Kippur is Tashmish Shamita. There is a Machlokas Rishon, whether Tashmish Shamita and Yom HaKippurim is Nisa Daraisa, or whether it's Nisa Darabanan. This is what the Ran discusses in the very first page in the Daf Yarif in the Masechta Yomim. The very beginning of the last parak, Yom HaKippurim. A major issue in Rishonim, whether Shari Nurim or Daraisa Darabanan. Everyone agrees Achil and Shtia are forbidden Yom Kippur Midaraisa with Nisr Karetz. Everyone agrees when it comes to Shari Nuyim, there is no Isr Karetz. The issue in the Rishonim, does that mean that Shari Nuyim is only Darabanan? Or is it an Isr Daraisa, despite the fact that there is no Chiyuv Karetz? That's Machlokis between the Rambam and the Bali HaTosis. The Bali HaTosis are of the opinion. Is Shari Nuyim really Darabanan? The very beginning of Perak Yom HaKippur and the Ayin Gimud Beis Nimud. Lengthy Tosis Yishanim runs you through the Marmakamas. The Rambam Shita, Shari Nuyim is Nisadaraisa. There's no Chiyuv Karetz, true. Nonetheless, Nisadaraisa. So that's the Kash of the Nesivas. How can you have Nisuin on Yom Kippur? How can that be? You will not be able to have a case of Yichud. Haray Labiyah. How do you resolve these difficulties according to the Rambam Shita? If you look in the Beis Yaakov, the Nesivas writes the following Chiddush. Perhaps it's necessary to distinguish between a Ktana and a Nara on the one hand, as opposed to a Bogeris on the other. Iktana in Naira Nesiva suggests the following Kiddush. She certainly is considered to be Bershus Aviyah, even if she's a Naira. Binoreha, Beis Aviyah. The father still has the schus of Ishus to marry her off. And Biyad Ha'av, the Master of the Chuba Bal Karcha. The father can do so, even against her will. So the Beis Yaakov comments the following Kiddush. When you're dealing with a Ktana Enara, where it is not her das that conveys the issues, but rather it is the das ha'av, mesira l'chupa, so in such a case, then yes, the Rambam will admit that for a Ktana Enara, the definition of Nisuin will not be Yichud Harayu Leviya. Let's assume, for example, that the Yichud Harai Labiya, that is a conveyance, that's a manifestation of her willingness to undergo Nisuin. Good, but if you're dealing with a Ktan Onara, for Erisin and Nisuin, you're dealing with right the Das Ha'av, not the Das of the woman herself. And therefore, regarding Ktan Onara, it is the Mesira Sa'av, which is the definition of Nisuin. When you're dealing with a Bogeres, who is Bershus Atzma, and certainly then, a father-husband cannot marry her Balkarcha, so in such a case then, the Yichud Haraya Labiya, that is a conveyance, right, of willingness, not Das Dover Sheberva we refer to, right, but Ratzam, right, of the Isha for the purpose of Nisuin. And that's when the Rambam requires Yichud Harayu Labiyah. That's the finish. So the Nesivas writes them very simply. The Mishnah, for example, on Daf Memches, Masar Av L'Shluchi Haval. Well, that obviously is not referring to a Bogeres. The Sira Sa'av is only dealing with Ektan or Nara. There, the Ram doesn't require Yichud Harayu Labiyah. There, the Mesir itself, one can argue. As the Mishnah says, already at that point, Harehi, Prishus Haval. What about the case of Kohen Gadol? Maskin lo isha acheres. So there also the Nesivos writes, a Kohen Gadol only marries a Nara Besula. Kohen Gadol does not marry a Bogeres. And therefore, the definition of Nisuin regarding Kohen Gadol is Mesira L'Chuppah. You don't require Yichud Harei Leviya. And then the Nesivos suggests the next point, where this is not at all explicit, that the case in the Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph Mud Beis, Yud Beis Amud Aleph, that their Edim Shelo Nistara, one can argue, in the case of the Kohen, in the case of Mosarav, it's obviously not referring to Bogeres. Kohen Gadol does not marry a Bogeres. Mosarav is not referring to Bogeres. Bogeres is Brishus Atzma. Here the Nesivos simply suggests that sugya and daf yud aleph and daf yud beis, where you have a case of nisuin, but yesh edim shlo nistara, maybe that also is referring to a ktano or a nara, where all you need is mesira, you don't need yichud arayu labia, and then good, you can have a nesua without any form of yichud whatsoever. And that's what the Gemara writes, that ain't achinami. In that case, that type of mesira is sufficient. That's the chiddush of the Beis Mikdash. If you look in the Chiddushei Granat, Rav Naftali, adds the following chiddush. Perhaps one can distinguish between different aspects of Yishus, of Nisuin. As we pointed out, there are many differences between an Arus and a Nesua. Some are specifically areas that relate Beino and Beino. Let's assume, for example, right, the Chiyuv of Ona, Tashmish Amita. That certainly relates to the personal nature of Yishus. And other aspects of Nisun as opposed to Erusin are, for example, Maisiyah Daim and Yerusha, Hafaras Nedarim, the Chiyuv Mizonos. Rav Naftali writes the following chiddush, that perhaps the definition of Nisuin is different for different aspects of Nisuin. Maybe one could suggest the following chiddush. If you're dealing with elements, for example, of a Shibud and Dina Mamanos, or even if you're dealing with the concept of Hafares Nedarim, or the Tameila, Aninos that we discussed at length, then maybe even the Rambam could admit that Enochinami, there Yichud Harai Labia is not necessary. When you're referring, for example, to Dvarim HaBeina Ubeina, as the Rambam writes, Shechalavale Bachalei Shiyirtse, even though there's an Iserbia after Erisin, now Nisun creates a Heterbia. And even if that Iser after Erisin is only Drabanan, but Nisun creates a Chiyu, a Shibud, Beino Beina, an obligation of Ona, that certainly is only Bishas Nisun. So here Rav Naftali suggests the following Chiddush, that when you're dealing with the aspects of Yishus, which we would not classify as Beino Beino, so then Mesir is sufficient. Hachnas Rishus is sufficient. That will constitute a form of Nisuin even according to the Rambam. However, the absolute complete Nisuin, Lagabe Dvarim Shebeino Beino, that requires Yichud Harei Labia. Very mistaber. That as far as Heter Bia, as far as the Shibud of Bia, the Mitzvah of Ona, Tashmish Amita, that requires a Yichud Harai Labia. How can you argue that Yichud, where Tashmish Amita is forbidden, will create the Shibud of Ona Beino Beina? That's the Chiddush that he suggests. So Eino Chinami, a level of Nisun is in fact possible, even according to the Rambam Shita. If you look in the context of that Rambam, right, in Perek Yud, the Rambam there specifically, right, refers you to the halachos beino beino. That's where the Rambam writes, "Hu shiti rui labia." And the Rambam writes, "And what happens if you have a chupas nida?" The Rambam does not state that that nisuin is meaningless. The Rambam writes, "Though gomru hanisuin, varehi ki arusa." No, the nisuin is incomplete, and she is similar to an arusa. What does the Rambam just say simply straight? That there is absolutely no chuppah whatsoever, and therefore she is still an absolute arusa. The Rambam writes, "No, though gomru hanisuin, v'harei karusa." If you look in the Rambam, for example, in Perek Yud Halacha Vav, the Rambam continues. If it's the case where she is anida, the sugya that we'll get to in Daf Daled Amud Aleph, the Rambam writes that lo tinase nida shetitar. You should not go through with the nisuin until she is toveles. The Rambam writes, and what happens vim avar v'nasa ubirech? And what happens if you did so and you recited the Birchos Nisuin? The Rambam writes, Eino Chozer Mavarech. There's no need to repeat the Birchos Nisuin. Why is that true? If the Rambam would maintain that Yichud Haray Labia is the only possibility of Nisuin, and without that, it's absolutely nothing, I would have argued that that's Bracha that you recited is Mamisha Bracha Levatala. And then, Chozer Mevarech. The Rambam writes that no, one should wait and have a proper nisuin regarding all aspects, even Chayishus as well. However, for whatever reason that does not take place, there certainly is a measure of nisuin, and therefore the Rambam writes that B'dieved Eino Chozer Mevarech. If that's the case, then again, you can resolve all the difficulties. The Rambam can acknowledge that Mesir is a form of Nisuin, albeit the Nisuin is incomplete, though Gomru on Nisuin. The Rambam will envision that you can have the requirement of a Chipra Vado Vad Beso, because a measure of Nisuin is possible on Yom Kippur, albeit, right, it will not be a complete Nisuin, Lagabi Dvarm Shebeino Beino. Yesh Chup L'Psulos, yes, because there is a measure of Nisuin, even if it's an illicit bia, she's still considered to be a nesuah. And again, the Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph and Daf Yud Beis, the possibility that you can have nesuah even though there are edim who will affirm that yichud did not yet take place. That's the chiddush that Rav Naftali writes. If you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam writes this halacha in Perek Yud Hilchos Yishus in Halacha Beis, the Lechem Mishnah already raises the following question. The Ran's issue of Yesh Chup L'Psulos. Lechem Mishnah comments that one can resolve that difficulty simply based on the following. He writes that there's a major difference between a case of Persanida as opposed to Yesh Chup L'Psulos. He writes the following. The nearly the Taretz Hakol Holech Basar HaKavana Dekones L'Chupa. What was the intent? What was the Baal attending to accomplish by this act of Nisuin? Was it a Nisuin that would result in Bia? Or was it not? So Lechem Mishnah writes, that's obviously the difference between the sugyas. In the case of Persanida, there did the Baal intend that this will be a chuppah that will result imminently in Bia? Absolutely not. They did something. Well, there was a form of Hachnas Rishus. They were standing under the chuppah. But certainly, right, the kavana of the nisuin was not that the maisa bia should immediately take place. That, he suggests, according to the Rambam, is not nisuin. In the case of Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos, Eino Chinami. It's an Issa Daraisa. There's an Issa of Aman L'Kohen Gadol, Grusha V'Chalus L'Kohen Hedya. But here, the Kohen Gadol L'Kohen is marrying this woman with the intent of Maisaviyah. The Lechem Mishnah writes that a hafnasa l'rishus l'shem bia, that is called nisuin, irrespective of whether it's a bias heter, whether it's a bias iser. The case of nida, there the intent of the baal b'shas nisuin was not that there would be an immediate maisa bia. What happens in our sugya, right? They underwent an aspect of nisuin. However, the Maisabi was not going to take place now. Lachar Shetitor. No? Or the case in Ksuvas and Avdal Domen Aleph, Persanida. So in such a case, there, the Das Habal was that Nisun will be Lachar Zman. That's insufficient. That's what the Ramba means. But in a case where the obvious intent is that there will be Maisabi immediately, after all, he's marrying this Amana. That's not going to change. Then, irrespective whether it's a bias iser, whether it's a bias heter, nonetheless we assume that yesh chuppah l'psulos. That's the chiddush that Lechem Mishnah writes. Again, it will not necessarily resolve, right, all of other kashas about mesira, right, the kasha from Daf Yud Aleph, but at least in terms of yesh chuppah l'psulos, if the intent of the baal is hafnas l'rishus l'shem bia, so good, even if it's an iser lav or chayv lav v'esei, nonetheless, it is still binding. Perhaps there's a very different understanding in the Rambam Shita. The Rambam writes that it's necessary to have Yichud Haray Lebiya. And the Rambam gives you an example of a Chuppah She'enu Ruy Lebiya. The Rambam mentions the case of Nida. Chuppas Nida. Is there something unique about the Rambam's case of Nida? Or is this just simply an example of a Bia Psula, a Bia, which is Asura? And whatever is true of the case of Nida will also be true of Almana L'Kohen Gadol, or Grusha V'Chalutz L'Kohen Hedyot, or the Isra of Tashmish Amit and Yom HaKippurim. All of those are examples of a Chuppah Shein Ro'i L'Bia. The Rambam just gives you the most common example, a chuppas nida, much more common than a case of a man of the Kohen Gadol, much more common than the case of the wife of the Kohen Gadol dying on Yom HaKippurim. Or is there an inherent difference between these cases? We mentioned earlier that there's a clear difference between arayos as opposed to Shar Yisrebiya. Just because the Torah says that a Maisa Bi is forbidden does not necessarily mean that that is an Iser of Gili Arayos, that there's a Chaloshem Erev. In order to assume that something has the status of Arayos, and it's not just simply Stam Yisrebiya, we normally look for the following indicators. Number one is the onesh. We assume la'alacha that there's a major difference between an iser misa and iser kares on the one hand, as opposed to an iser esay or an iser lav or chavi lav and vesay. Mamzerus, for example. Mamzerus will only result from an Isra Arayos. That means a Chiyuv Kares, a Chiyuv Misa. Imo, Achoso, Esh Asish. What do they all have in common? In Isra Kares and Isra Misa. What about a Kohen who marries a Grusha? It's also a Bias Isra. Kohen Gadol marries an Amana, also forbidden. A Mitzri, a Domi. Dor Shlishi Yavo, an Isra Esay. That results in Mamzerus? Of course not. There are five different definitions of Mamzerus in Tanoi. We assume you have to have at least an Isra Kares. Why is that true? because Nisr Kares is necessary to create Harayos. Mamzerus goes hand in hand with Tfisas Kedusha, as we alluded to earlier. A Kohen marries a Grusha. There's Tfisas Kedusha. A get is necessary. Good, the Kedusha was Beisr. A person marries his sister. Impossible. There is no Tfisas Kedusha. Their lo yikach means what we call a shlila. The Torah doesn't recognize such a relationship. We normally assume that eat Tfisas Kedusha goes hand in hand with an Isser Kares, an Isser Misa. We assume the halacha. Misa Kares, no Tfisas Kedusha. If all it is an Isser Lav, there is Tfisas Kedusha. The Gemara discusses, for example, the Chiddush Shmuel. The Yavam Lashuk, for example, is very unclear. If a woman is awaiting Yibam and she marries someone else, is there any Isser Kares? No Isser Kares, no Isser Misa. I would have said, therefore, there is Tfisas Kedusha. Perhaps, why should that not be true? Because the Pasuk says, Lo Siyye, Eishas Hameis, Hachutz Elizar. What does Havaya normally mean? Ishus. What does Lo Siyye mean? It's ambiguous, no? Lo Siyye could mean it is forbidden for this woman who's awaiting even to marry someone else. Or maybe Lo Siyye can mean the Torah does not recognize such Ishus. No? We have many issues in Rishonim where they discuss various lavim, whether it's a lav or whether it's a shlila. In English, if you use the term, you cannot do something. Now, I can say to my child, you cannot leave the house. I'd like to think that means that now they're physically incapable of leaving the house. No, it's an isser. If you say to the child, you can't run a 3-minute mile, doesn't mean there's an isser, it means cannot be done. Same thing is true in Lashon HaKodesh. Lo yuchal levaker, you cannot deprive the bechor of pishnayim. Good. The Ramban writes it's an issa daraisa. The Ram doesn't count it as lav and sefer mitzvos. That's the nosek kelim assumed. The Rambam shita is it's not an isser. Cannot be done. Cannot be done. A person dies and his desire is to deprive the bechor of pishnayim. It's not going to happen. No, it's not an isser. When the Torah says lo yikach and lo yikachu. When it comes to arayos, it's a shlila. Cannot be. When it comes to isurei bia that are not arayos, it's not true. There are many differences between isurei arayos as opposed to isurei bia. We'll have to discuss here. Harag v'yav for gili arayos. What is moser nefesh for gili arayos? What about isurei bia that are not called gili arayos? What about this sir yichud? Is that an issa d'arayos or is an issa d'rabbanon? If you assume Yichud is an Issa Daraisa, is there a difference between Yichud Barayos as opposed to Shari Sarabian? That's a critical issue. One of the fascinating cases is Arsuga. Nida. Is Nida considered to be Gilearites? Normally, if you want to determine whether something is or is not Gili Arayos, so I would tell you, look in the Parshas Arayos. Look at Achremos, look at Kedoshim, look at the Onesh, look at Tfisas Kedushin. What's the story with Nida? Unclear. Is it alluded to in Parshas Arayos? Certainly. What's the Isser of Baal Nida? Baal Nida is Nisser Kareis. All of a sudden, you come to the sugi in Yevamos, and daf mem tesam alamach. The Chiddush of Abaye. 5 different definitions in Tanaim. What creates mamzerus? Abaye says, unbelievably, Hakol modim beba al hanida she'ein havlad mamzer. No one holds that a child who was produced as a result of this circaris of nida. That child is a mamzer. No one, even if you assume chavei lavim creates mamzeres, no one maintains that the child of such a bias iser, iser nidas amamzim. Why is that true? Abaye has a fantastic drasha. The pasuk says, as a result of boal nida, usehi nidasa alav. The nida is placed on him. What does it mean? He becomes a nida. Say no chinam. That's true to an extent. What is the degree of tuma of boal nida? Maybe I would have said it's just simply a tumas maga. It's comparable to a person who comes in contact with an avatuma. No, so the pasuk goes out of its way and tells us usehi nidasa alav, that his tuma is for a 7-day period, just as the tumas nidas for a 7-day period. That's the pshuto shamikra. That's a din daraisa. Usehi nidasa alav. Abaye has an incredible drasha. Usehi havaya. Havaya always means kedushin. Im hayosi helish. V'holcha v'hoysa. Havaya always means erisin. So Abaye's drasha din daraisa. Everyone agrees there's tfisas kedushin v'ish tahida. There is tfisas kedushin. And then Abaye's next kiddush. If there's tfisas kedushin, ein havlad mamzer. Because tvisas kedushin, Abaye says, goes hand in hand with mamzerus. A child who is produced as a result of an illicit relationship where there is no tvisas kedushin, imo achoso eishas ish, I can't marry this woman, she's already married. That creates mamzerus. If there is tvisas kedushin, hakol molden she'ein havlad mamzer. So nida on the one hand is mentioned in Parshas Arayos. Nida has an Isser Kares, but yet this great chiddush of the pasuk usina desalav, there is to be a substitution ein havlad mamzer. The crucial issue, which is the exception, which is the rule. Should we understand these dinim darais to tell us the following? Despite the fact that nida is called arayos, v'haraya, it's mentioned Parshas Arayos, v'haraya, there's Nisar Kares. Nonetheless, the Gzeres HaKosov, that there is Tvisas Kedushin, therefore, ain't a Vlad Mamzer. Or maybe one should argue that that's not true. The fact that there's Tvisas Kedushin, the fact that the Vlad is not a Mamzer, that means Nida is not Bichlal Harayos. Either is an Isser Kares. There are many Isseri Kares in the Torah. That doesn't mean that Alpidin is considered to be Mamish and Isser Erva. Mishkav Zachar, Mishkav Behema, right? Chiyuv Misa. Technically Alpidin, is that called an Isser Erva? Maybe yes, maybe not. The fact that there's an Isser Kares doesn't necessarily mean it's called Gilei Arayos. Is a nida bichlal harayos or not? That is the machlokes between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. Tosos raises in Yevabos and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Ramasko, the Ochos Ishka, fantastic kashin teretz. Now take a look at that Tosos very carefully. The Tosus is somewhat unclear, but if you take a look, there are two volumes, the Sefer Yashar of Rabbeinu Tam. Look in the second volume, that's called the Chelak HaTshuvos. In the Chelak HaTshuvos, in Simen Pei, you have to see this, Rabbeinu Tam presents the Teretz of Tosus in an incredibly clear fashion. Tosus raises the following question. The first Mishnah Yevamos tells us in the following Kiddush. We've discussed many times, Yibam is Dochid Isarav Eishesach. By definition. What happens if you have more than this Isarav Eishesach? In addition to Eishesach, you have an Isarav Achos Isha. Two brothers married two sisters. One husband dies. This woman, and in our imprecise English language, right, is a sister-in-law, right, in a dual sense. No? Sister-in-law can mean a shasaf, sister-in-law can mean a fasisha, right, with many nafkaminas daraisa between them. So what happened? Should I argue that just as Yim is dochid isra v'shasach, it's also dochid isra v'chosisha? Absolutely not. That's what the first Mishnah tells us in Yevamos, ABCs of Yibum. Yibum is dochid isra v'shasach, it's not dochid isra v'chosisha. Good. What's the difference between isra v'shasach as opposed to v'chosisha? Eshesach is a permanent iser with the built-in exception of Yibum. What about Achos Isha? That's a permanent iser. Can there ever come a time where the iser of Achos Isha will simply fall away? Is that iser ever pak? Of course. The pasuk says that the iser of Achos Isha is only aleha b'chayeha, when a person's wife is alive. This person is not allowed, right, to marry his wife's sister. Let's assume, for example, the wife is no longer alive. There is no iser of achos isha. So achos isha, right, is an iser which in principle can be paka. So Tosfos raised the following issue. You have two brothers marrying two sisters. Right. One of the men died. There's no Yibum, there's Nisr v'Shasaf, there's Nisr v'Achos Isha. Is that so simple? Yibum is Dolche, Nisr v'Shasaf. The sticking point is Nisr v'Achos Isha. But that Isr can fall away. Let's assume a day later, the wife dies. So now there's no longer an Isr v'Achos Isha. So the Isra of Eishasach is Paka. Now there's no longer an Isra of Achos Isha. Or Tosus raises the following. Maybe we should argue, doesn't sound so pleasant, but maybe if we should argue if two brothers marry two sisters, so in such a case if one brother dies, so now they have to wait until the wife of the brother who is alive until she dies. Don't do Yibum now. Wait a day, a week, a year, 10 years, 20 years, until that Isra Achos Isha will fall aside. And that certainly is not the case. Two brothers married two sisters, brother dies, there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza. Why don't you argue, at least do Chalitza? Because there can come a time that this Isra Achos Isha will fall off, and now there's a Zika. So do Chalitza now. No need for Chalitza whatsoever. Why is that true? So Tosfos just quotes the Gemara that tells us the following. Kol Isha Sheni Karaba Yavamo Yavale B'Shas Nefila. There must be in principle the possibility of Yibum at the time of the death of the brother. If at that moment Yibum is impossible, even if somehow Yibum is a possibility a day later, a week later, a year later, 10 years later, after several decades, the woman finally dies. No, it has to be Yavamo Yavla B'Shas Nefila. That's what Tosfos writes. That's the halacha. Yibum must be possible at the time of the Misa Sa'ach, not 10 years later. So Tosfos says that's clear. That's given. And that's what the Mishnah tells us. Two brothers married two sisters, no even whatsoever. So Tosfos then now raises a fantastic question. The brother dies. The wife is Anita. Can Yibum occur right now? Of course not. There's no Yibum right now. When can the Maisa Yibum take place? Yivamo Yavoleh. Right now, it's an Issa Daraisa with the Chiv Kares. So what's the answer? So should I argue that means that there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza? Certainly not. So after she will be Toveles, then we'll discuss the issue of Yibum. Isn't that a violation of the principle of B'shas Nefili Yavama Yavolem? What's the difference between the Isra of Achos Isha and the Isra of Yibum? That's Tosus's question. Tosus gives two terutzim. One teretz of Tosus is simply the following. The Torah describes the mitzvah Hashem as being derecheha darchei Noam. The ways of the Torah are pleasant. Insisting that Yibum not take place now, that Yibum take place in a few weeks, there's nothing unpleasant about that. That's the Nida problem. Insisting that Yibum does not take place now, but let's wait another 40 years, right, until the brother who is alive, until his wife dies, and for the next several decades she will remain zekukli avam until that point. That Tosus writes is a breach of derecha derechei Noam. Cannot be, but that's what the Torah envisioned. So two brothers married two sisters, that can be something that will last for years and years. Nida. That issue will resolve itself in a very short window of time. Then Tosus gives another tenets. Tosus comments, there's a big difference between Nida as opposed to Achos Isha. Achos Isha, Aser Lo, but Mutar L'Achrinei. A person's sister-in-law cannot marry him, but she can marry everybody else. Nida is Aser L'Chulei Alma. There's an Iser via for everyone. What exactly does that mean? That nida is something which is aser l'chulei alma, mashen kein that achos isha, forbidden to him, mutar to others. A single sister-in-law. A brother-in-law can't marry her. Someone else can marry her. That requirement of aser la, but mutar l'achrinei, is essential for the definition of arayas. That's what the Gemara alludes to in Yevamos and Daf Mem Hei Aleph, and that's the Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yavsha. The Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Mem Hei Aleph discusses the following issue. If there's no possibility of Tfisas Kedushin, the Vlad is a Mamzer. Is that always true? No possibility of Tfisas Kedushin, the Vlad is a Mamzer? What about the following case? Eved va'akum haba'o bas Yisrael. Eved va'akum haba'o bas Yisrael. Bas Yisrael, terrible, involved with a goy. A child is born. Is that child a mamzer? Machlok is tanoim. The Gemara says, Alibad Rabbi Kiva, yes, we assume halacha no. The Chamin, no, the Vlad is not a mamzer. Ever Abbas Yisrael. The Vlad is a mamzer, the Vlad is not a mamzer. The Gemara raises the kasha. Why? Doesn't that meet the requirement of mamzerus? There's no possibility of tefisas kedushin. This woman could not marry a guy, This woman could not marry an Eved. Eat, Vises Kedushin, goes hand in hand with Mamzerus. It's just like that Gemara that we saw earlier. Why is it that we assume Eved Va'akum Hava Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer? Havlad Eno Mamzer? Rabbi Kiva says yes, we assume no. How can that be? So there are two Girsos in the Gemara. The Girsa that we have is the following. When do we assume that the Vlad is a Mamzer? Only when there was an Isserbia, which is Aserla, but Mutalachrine. You are forbidden to her, but she can marry others. What does an Eved and Akum have in common? They are forbidden to all Benos Yisrael. All Benos Yisrael. That's that line that Tosis adapts. What exactly does that mean? That Eved Vakum Babas Yisrael of Vladis Nanamamas are because also the Chuli Alma. The Gemara is defining Arayus. That's how Tosus understands. Arayus, by definition, is an Isser Kurva, a relative, a relationship that creates the Isser. Brother and sister, because of their relationship, there is an Isser, but Mutal Achrine, Imo, Achoso, Eish is Eish. She is permitted to her husband, but also the Chuli Alma. And also, a relationship where permitted to some, forbidden to others. If you have an Isser Torah, which is Isserei Bia, where the Isser is categorical, that's not an Isser Erva. There we don't assume that that creates Mamzerus. In order to violate an Isser Erva, in order to have Mamzerus, you have to violate an Isser, which is called Arayos, which by definition, Mutala, and Asr Lachrina. That's not true. Eved Vakum. It's forbidden according to everyone. That's what the Gemara spells out in Yavam Vasandaf Memory. Take a look at Chedush Rashba. Chedush Rashba has a very different girsa in the Gemara, but there's another completely different distinction between Eved Va'akum as opposed to a case, let's say, of regular Arayos. The Rashba writes a fantastic Kiddush in this Girsa. You know what the definition of Arayos is? Where a person has a mother and has a father, where there's no possibility of Tbiyas Kiddush. That's Arayos. You have a case of Eishes Ish. So the child has a mother, has a father, who could not have married each other. Could not have married each other. That's Mamzerus. That's Arayus. The Girsa that the Rashba has is, you know why there's no problem of Mamzerus in the case of Eved Va'akum Babas Yisrael? Because Lahalacha, what does this child have? This child has a mother, the Bas Yisrael. Al Pidin, this child has no father. Father's a guy. The child is Jewish. Al Pidin, there is no Yichus linking, right, the child to the father. Mamzerus is where you have a father, you have a mother, with an impossibility of Tfisas Kedusha. That's the Chiddush that the Rashba writes. There are very important differences between these two girsos and the Gemara. The simple girsa that we have, La Nachrina, means in order to create Mamzerus, you have to violate Gili Arayos. According to the Rashba, the criteria is completely different. You have to have parents with an impossibility of Tvisas Kedusha. This child does not have parents. We're going to see this in the next sugya. Bias Akum. Zir Masusim Zir Masam. At the sugya of Gimel Beis. The Gemara makes this distinction in Eved and Akum as opposed to Arayos. Good. Let's work with our Gerson Gemara. Arayos is Nisr Kurva, Mutr La Asul Achrine. Mashain came when it comes to Eved and Akum, Asul Achuliyam. What about Nida? What about Nida? That's the Chiddush Tosfos. And that's what Rabbi Yotam spells out in the Sefer Yasha. Nida is similar to Eved V'Akum. That's an Isser Kurva. Asser Lo, but Mutil Achrinai. Of course not. Nida is Asser L'Chuli Alma. It's like Eved, it's like Akum. That's Rabbi Natam's Chiddush, that Nida is not Gili Arayos. It's not an Isser Kurva. There's a Chiyuv Kareis. True. But Nida is not called Gili Arayos. That's the Chiddush of Abaye. There is to be says Chiddush in the blood is not a mamzer, not as an exception, but as a rule. Nida is not called Gili Arayos. So you know what the Chiddush that Teretz Tosfos is? Nivamos Nafeis, Rabbi Natan and Sefer Yashar. What breaks up Zika? Person dies without children, automatically there is a Zika Sibum. What disrupts, what impairs that Zika? You know what the answer is? An Isser Erev. The fact that there is any other Isser, Isser Ebiya, that's not enough to sever Zika. If there's no Tfisas Kedushin Barayos, there's no Zika Barayos. Very mistaber. But if it is not an Isser Erva, the Zika remains intact. So two brothers marry two sisters, you have an Isser Achos Isha. That means there's no Zika. At the time that the brother dies, there is no relationship between this woman and the brother-in-law. She's not Zekuka Li'avam. That is defined B'shas Nefila. If the woman's husband dies and she is a Nida, Nida, because it is not Gili Arayos, does not disrupt the Zika. Of course you can't do Yibam now. The Chacham Svi points out, she's an Avelos. What are the Yisrim of Avelos is? Tashmish Amita. How do you ever have Yibum? The answer is that Isser of Avelos is not going to impair the Zika. Nida is not going to impair Zika. You need an Isser Erva. That's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. If it's not an Isser Erva, so just wait until that Isser falls away. So a couple of weeks, that'll resolve itself. So you don't apply their principle. You look in Rabbeinu Tam, right, in the Sefer Yashar, Rabbeinu Tam says, and I'll prove to you this is true, that Nida is not called Gili Arayos. A woman states that she is a Nida. A woman states that she is no longer a Nida. Is she a minister or is she not? That's the sugya. Ksuvas defayin beis. The safra la. The safra. The woman counts shivnikim. What does it mean? She counts for herself. Of course she counts for herself. The safra la. What does the Gemara explain? La atzma. She alone is nemenes. Tosfos writes in Gittin Daf beis amud beis. That pasuk of the safra la is the source for the din daraisa of eid echad neman bisurin. Eid echad neman bisurin. Wow. Rabbi Natan writes, you know what that shows you? That Nida is not called a davar shebe'erva. We discussed at length. Ein davar shebe'pachos mishnayim. How come all of a sudden she is named Enes? That's Rabbi Natan's Raya. That Nida is Isur Veheter. It's called Isur Eviya. It is not called Arayas. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Natan. So Nida will not impair Zika. Nida is not called Gili Arayas. Good, there's an Isur Karis. This is explicitly against the Rambam sheet. Take a look at the Rambam. In Hilchos Yisrebiya, in Perach Chav Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Halacha Dalid, and take a look at the Magid Mishnah. In Perach Chav Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and take a look at the Rambam in Perach Chav Beis. The Rambam Shita is that Nida is considered to be Bechlal Ha'arayas. Take a look if you have a Keren Ora in Sota and Davzayin Amud Aleph. Take a look at the Ramah in Yerodea, Simen Kuf Tzari Beis, and Sif Dalid. This will be very relevant to our Sugi. We'll get to Adav Dalid Amud Aleph. The Isser Yichud regarding Nida. Is that a new Isser? Or is that just simply the Isser Yichud Barayos? The Rambam will maintain, as we'll see, that Nida is Bichlal Harayos. What about Tosfos Kasha? Ein Davar Shepachus Mishnayim? Well, you know a lot about the Rambam Shita, but Ein Davar Shepachus Mishnayim. The Rambam's Chiddush, according to Reb Chaim, is that that concept is not halach in chalos davar shaberva, that's halach in das davar shaberva. You can have a chalos davar shaberva that doesn't require such edus. No? The Rambam can simply argue, good nidus called arayos. Yeah, but that means you need edus l'kima davar, das davar shaberva. Certainly not. This is what we'll have to discuss in the Rambam Shita. Once you go through all these Ramakamos and you see what the Rambam maintained about the Isser of Nida, then we'll revert back to this Rambam Paragudah Fokusishus. There's no Nisu in Benida. But you know, there's going to be a world of difference between a case of Nida, as opposed to the Ranz Kasha of Amana LeKohen Gadol, or Grusha LeKohen Hedyo, or the Nesivis is Kasha, the Isser Tashmi Shamita and Yom HaKippurim. Who says the Rambam will argue that Yichud Haraya Labia means that literally you have to have a Bias Heter? Maybe the Rambam will maintain the following Chiddush, that there's an impossibility of Tfisas Nisuin Ba'arayos. But as long as you're dealing with Isrei Bia, but not in Isser Erva, who says that there's no possibility of missing? This is what we'll have to try to demonstrate in the Rambam Shita.